Audio Addict Radio Show.
Chaps.
Hello.
Hello.
What is up?
What's up?
My homies.
I'm like growly.
Metal.
How's Aiden?
I'm alright, I just got here.
Wow. Yeah, I know.
Speedy Gonzalez.
Just made it.
What you been up to, Aiden? Where you been?
Sleeping.
Usual
business.
What, literally till like now?
Yeah, why not? Sleep all the way here.
Well,
it's a bit lazy. This week in music, what's the best thing that's happened this week in what? Music?
Oh. Grammys.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even watch the Grammys.
No, we couldn't.
We watched wrestling.
Yeah.
Which we're going to talk about later.
Was that the same night?
Yeah, same time.
Night. Yeah.
I think Foxes won something.
Yeah, they did. Southampton people won quite a lot.
Yeah, it's great.
Well done, Southampton.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the playlist this week is going to be a lot about the Grammys. Like last week, we did the Enemy ones. This week's going to be the Grammys. I don't know how much I care about the Grammys.
Oh, I don't. Well, they're quite a big thing, aren't they?
Is it?
Yeah, it is. It's the biggest in music.
It's the biggest music award.
Yeah.
It's still a big deal, but it just feels like the industry just pats each other's backs.
It's a lot bigger for the Enemy awards.
Yeah, no, definitely.
If you're going to care about one of them, like...
But the Enemy Awards was funny to laugh at because they suck.
Oh, no, you haven't seen most of the award winners on this yet.
Yeah, no, just Macklemore, basically.
Yeah, that kind of threw me off a little.
I like Macklemore.
Even things like, he won Best Rap Album, I think.
Yeah, he was up for a lot of stuff.
Like Kendrick Lamar was up for that, and he won it.
Yeah, but the Macklemore album's good.
It's not better than Kendrick Lamar, is it?
Oh, wow.
I think in his little acceptance speech, he said, like, he's robbed Kendrick Lamar. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
So he's a nice guy.
He's independent.
Play a couple
art.
Of songs.
Yeah, let's play some songs.
Let's kick it off with the music, man.
Music.
Daft Punk and Macklemore, they're like the two big winners of the night, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we'll do news stories because lots of things have happened.
This is Radio Sonar.
That was just so uninteresting.
You're getting really into that gospel bit at the end.
Take him to church.
I like that song.
Take him to church. I'm quite hungover.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't tell me that.
What did you do last night?
We just drank.
It was a Monday night.
Yeah,
was
but I pretty much finished my thing, so I just celebrated.
I had to do that neck nomination thing. Did you see
that's
that?
That's so annoying.
Yeah, I had to do one of them.
Why did you do it? I wouldn't do it. I'd be like, no, this is ridiculous.
I did
what was
it.
The caption? Like, just lad, lad, lad. Or
yeah, something like that. Me and lads. We didn't want to do it, but it was my brother's fault. Yeah, I did two bottles of Bud and one about midnight on a Sunday.
Is this that game you're tagging in where you got to down pints?
Yeah. I bet it gets worse and worse and worse.
No, that's not your fault. You're choosing to down these pints.
Yeah, but, you know, got to be cool, haven't I?
I saw this one. He really went to town. He was, like, by a river fishing. And, like, so the camera guy went down to him and was just like, he was like, oh, you know, what are you doing there? They were acting or whatever. And he pulled out the fishing line and there was like loads of bottles of beer attached to it. It's like, oh, I've got a big one. And he was like, well, what shall I drink out of? And he took his welly off and poured them all in.
Oh, no.
And he was like, he was throwing up so much.
Oh, really? I haven't seen that one. Mine was just in my room.
Just like drank some beer in my room.
Yeah.
Should we do news stories?
News, there's all sorts.
I wrote some down.
Excellent.
Cool.
Let Live collaboration.
Oh. With, big, innit?
It's so good.
Yeah. With Every Time I Die, the singer, Keith Buckley.
Now that man is just...
The best man
the
on
best,
Twitter.
Well, the best man in the world. Keith the one, Buckley yeah. is...
One band is called, like, Let Live, and the other one is called Every Time I Die.
Yeah, it's an oxymoron
so collaboration. It could be like, yeah, they should come up with a clever title.
Then. Yeah, but it's... This,
Let Die.
I think what they've done, because the production on the original album isn't the best on The Black Is Beautiful, they've decided, let's re-record it, but we need a reason to re-record it. So let's get a guest in for every song and make like a collaborations
actually,
album
no,
of
do
it.
You remember that interview I did with him at the Joiners? He said he was like thinking about doing like alternative modes of doing most of these songs.
Yeah.
I think this is just the start.
That's kind of what it's turned into. And it is good. It's much better than the original, I think.
It's great.
That bridge, and when he comes in, is just ferocious.
Keith Buckley, he's one of the most unique frontmen.
Sean's turned up.
Hi, Sean.
You're right, Sean.
Talking about Let Live and Keith Buckley.
Yeah, that was excellent.
Although you don't have a mic.
No, he said it was excellent.
I'm just a scout.
So be that, yeah, like cool. The Radio 1 guy.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool. But yeah, it's a great song. Really
it's
cool.
It's wicked.
They're only doing a song or an album?
I think they're doing like, every song from that album collaborating with someone different.
Sounds boring. Moving on.
I'm just staring at his Twitter page, like, laughing internally.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
I began chanting teamwork, and within seconds, the entire football stadium has joined.
Prince. Going to play some shows in London.
We wrote in February. A story about
it. How much do you think these are going to cost?
Oh, so much.
50 to 100?
Yes.
Or maybe more. Age.
Is it the O2, or is he said?
It hasn't been announced yet. Because I thought it was just a rumour, right? That he doesn't really decide on shows until, like, 30 days before.
Mm.
But it looks like it's kind of true.
That's quite cool. I like that.
Well, yeah, and, like, I guess so.
He's doing these London shows in celebration of another band's debut album.
Who's, that's his band.
That's the other...
This isn't all-female Vox trio. It's not his band.
Well, it's, I think it's his backing band or something.
Oh, okay, oh, yeah.
Yeah, Third Eye Girl.
Who wants to go?
No, not really.
No, not that bothered.
Me neither.
It's going to be a lot of money. We almost lost a radio studio.
Prince is one of those artists, like, he's so far up your, like, list, ones of ones you, people tell you you need to see, but I'm just not that into good.
Oh, I'm not fussed.
I like his songs, like, Purple Veins are massive. Massive song.
I couldn't name any more than that.
No, I couldn't.
It's very gargantuan.
Well, I'm too metal. I was too metal.
Too metal for Prince.
Yeah, same.
Too metal for Prince.
No one's too metal for Prince.
Ellis too metal for Prince.
I just love metal. So no one would even go and watch, is that what you're
nah
saying? I would if I had a free ticket.
Yeah,
I'd
definitely a ticket.
Or if it was at Bestival and I was at Bestival for some reason.
He's a legend.
If it was £30 or less, I'd really consider it, but
it'll
it's
never
not
be it'll never be £30 or less.
Bieber's been arrested.
That was good, wasn't it?
I did enjoy it, I gotta admit.
Yeah,
it was such a
funny, isn't it? All these other celebrities get arrested, they get called lads. This guy just gets, like, all the hate of for it. The whole world come down on him out of nowhere. I don't see why he's any different.
Aiden, you're on a bit of a...
moral kind of... I don't know.
Oh.
It's getting deep.
Bit of a dark day with you.
Or maybe it's because he was caught drag racing smoking pot.
Go back to sleep, Aiden.
Go back to sleep.
We'll talk about wrestling soon. Then you can be happy.
Yeah.
But, I'm not unhappy. I'm just saying, like, you get, like, when it happened with Sky Ferreira and heroin, it was all like. Oh,
but that's bad as well.
Oh, no, it's bad. But, like, the social media reaction was like, oh, how cool is that? Pop star get caught with heroin.
I heard anyone say that's cool.
Oh, a lot of people. You haven't seen Twitter, the dark depths of Twitter.
Mm. It's just all like 12-year-olds that are like, oh, Bieber's so cool and he does drugs. Oh.
Free Bieber.
Weirdly, though, he's being a lot more rock and roll than most rock musicians.
Yeah.
Well, is he?
Did you see his mugshot thing where he was just like really happy and smiling? It's probably still high.
That was that was brilliant. I did like that. I did quite like that. And I like the parody thing of him in the court.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've not seen
that. Spending the money. That was funny.
They've like pasted together his face and Miley Cyrus's face.
Oh, yeah, I saw
creepy.
That.
Really similar.
Yeah.
Very weird.
But,
oh, he did it at 4:10 in the morning.
The less we talk about Justin Bieber, the better it is for mankind.
Indeed. And we're going to play some rubbish music today, but
yeah.
That won't be some of it.
Yeah, we've got Siva next, because Siva, my favourite band ever, got announced at Download Festival, which means I am going no matter what happens. I'm going. I'm seeing Siva, my favourite band ever.
If Frank Turner's going to like headline every night at Sonosphere?
Well, I'll go to that as well, but I've got to go see Siva. Because
But what if it's like a rule that you can only go to one?
But, oh, Frank Turner.
You've seen him like a million
times. Yeah, there's Siva. I don't know. I really like Siva.
Frank Turner quite enough times since he released his last album.
Yeah, well, I'm going. No, I've only seen him once last year.
Oh, did you? I thought it was like 4 or 5.
I'm seeing him twice at least in next month.
That's the one, yeah.
So, what is good about Siva?
Everything.
Really?
Literally, they are the perfect, like...
But let's pinpoint something.
Rock metal band. What?
Let's pinpoint one thing. Don't say
one thing.
Yeah.
They're,
That was perfect.
Just play the song.
They're modern grunge.
Modern grunge.
It's just a genre classification.
Yeah, post grunge is what they refer to as
post grunge.
Like
perfect post grunge band without sounding like Nickelback.
Post grunge lumps in with like Nickelback, Creed, and Saliva and all that.
Yeah, but these
stuff.
Are better and more authentic from them.
Yeah, that's not saying much.
Are
look
they?
At the others.
Totally.
Okay.
You still haven't given us like a thing that they're good at.
Everything.
No, that's not a thing.
No, that's several things.
Their choruses are massive.
They do be
every.
I'll let him have that. These sort of bands do have massive choruses, and
these
they're quite fun
especially.
To sing along to, yeah.
And they're not, they don't dwell in the Nickelback
hello.
Thing.
Hey.
Hi, Sean.
Hey.
You should have played Remedy. I love that song.
Nah, I wanted Broken, because it's sweet.
Because it's Amy Lee.
Yeah.
How is Sean?
Sean is good.
Sean, do you like Siva?
No.
Oh.
I've never listened to them.
They're amazing.
Nobody ever agrees with you. It's quite funny. See, they were rubbish.
But I could have said, Crazy Town are playing Download. I've got to go to see Crazy Town.
Was that a good thing?
Because they're playing Download.
Are they actually good?
No.
No, they're not good. They're just novelty. Pure novelty.
Yeah, my butterfly, sugar, reggae.
How are they playing it down?
I know. It's pointless, right? But yeah, Siva's a bit better than that.
We can do like... should we do like festival announcements later on? Because there's been a few.
Yeah.
Yeah, the wireless got announced as well.
We should do like a nice little mention for Pete Seeger.
Who died. Yeah, like this morning. A nice little mention.
Well,
wait, someone died this morning.
Pete Seeger. Folk singer,
yeah.
He's like a big legend. Like,
yeah, he is, yeah.
Yeah, huge.
Like, really big name. Protest music, all that stuff. I did a module last year called Pop Politics and Protest.
And we did about him, didn't we?
He's a big deal.
Yeah.
I think he was like 90 years old, though, so it's all
it's kind of like sense.
Oh, God, just like Charles Manson if he had no evil in him.
Oh.
That's nice.
Yeah. Thanks, Aiden.
Rest in peace.
Sorry to bring that up. Yeah, it's just... I'm just looking at his face.
Okay.
Cool.
Let's play some music.
Play Broken.
Blimmin' Seal.
Oh, no.
I haven't even heard it. And I know it's
a brilliant song. It's a brilliant song. I promise.
Ta-da.
Hello.
That was like a really average song followed by a really good song.
No, vice versa, mate.
Vice versa.
I don't think Siva won a Grammy for that song.
Yeah, I think they might have been nominated for it.
I actually think
they are nominated for Grammy for that song.
Yeah, they are that kind of band.
They are a fantastic band, one of the best bands of all time.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay, yeah, well.
Did you say you've been 3 gigs this week?
Been 3 gigs in less than a week.
Who's your favourite? Go from, like, actually, no, go from worst to best.
Yeah.
Worst was last... Saturday? Did we go on Saturday? Sunday? Yeah, Sunday was the pie shop fiasco. Well,
what was her name?
Mary Epworth.
She was. Do you explain it, Leo?
Yeah, she's a bit like Laura Marling if she had electric guitars.
It wasn't kind of. Yeah, awesome. you'd probably like it. But it's more the scenario that we were in. I was hoping.
Oh, it was weird.
Yeah, we got
trapped into it. We didn't actually.
We didn't want to be there. We just wanted to drop off some magazines of Audio Addict out now in good stores near
Find
you.
Find it in a store near you.
Yeah.
Well, the problem was, he was doing a performance right next to the front door, so it looked really rude to leave.
Yeah, every time, if anyone had left, you'd have to, like, literally wave to the band. Oh, yeah, sorry. Oh, God. And also, there was people sitting down by the door, so you'd have to, like, step really awkwardly past them.
How long was the set? How long were you
About 20 minutes.
No, it was short.
It was 20 to half an hour. It just seemed like a lifetime.
I think it was a perfect length.
I was standing there seething at the fact I couldn't leave, but I didn't hate her at all. She reminded me of Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, she was all right, yeah.
I wasn't a fan.
Did you
Not
buy
the best
a pie?
Guitar.
No.
I got a pie.
Leo got a pie.
Leo got a pie. I was surprised at how small it was for a pie shop.
Yeah, I was expecting it to be a bit bigger than a
pie shop. I want a big old pie.
But if it's like a pie shop, that means that's their speciality, and they produce these perfect little ones.
Leo, you're like, it was all right.
Yeah, it was all right. It wasn't amazing.
Right, it's a pie shop.
The filling was nice.
Good.
You got steak and Guinness, didn't you?
Steak and Guinness. Yeah, ooh, it was tasty.
Don't know about
No, it's good.
I don't like Guinness. I cannot drink Guinness.
Yeah, like Guinness. I don't think we can promote alcohol on the radio, but YOLO.
We're not promoting.
YOLO. No, it was good. I thought it was a weird, like, unique, pleasant, kind of also quite awkward experience.
I'm going to look her up. Laura Marling with electric guitar.
That's Mary Epworth. She's not that popular, I don't think.
She was on BBC Six filmed the gig. She's probably popular.
Were they
that
actually there filming it?
Not filming, sorry. I think like the guys
photos.
On the... Yeah, taking
yeah,
photos.
Someone there for BBC cool. Six. So it's a good day to distribute.
So what Best was the second worst gig you went to?
I think it was Chloe Howe.
Oh, really? I thought you really liked it.
I did. It wasn't worst. It was probably the second best. Right?
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
Chloe Howe. The Joiners, which is really... It was weird. So Chloe Howe, she's about to go on tour, arena tour of Ellie Golden, right? Big deal now, on Radio 1 every day. So she's doing this intimate show at the Joiners.
Did you say she's on Radio 1 every day?
Pretty much,
What's her, like, song?
At the moment, it's Rumour and Paper Heart.
Oh, I've heard that
one. Yeah. So I thought it'd be packed, you know, for the kids loving Chloe Howe and stuff, all those that join us. And it wasn't that busy. It was only about half full, maybe three quarters full. Mm. But there was loads of, like, much, like, 40-year-old guys who are, like, on the touch of the music industry, man. They know what's coming up on the scene. They've got the buzzworthy bands.
That'll be you, like,
that will be me. And I just felt it was really weird. Because as soon as she started playing, it's like, oh, she's a pop singer. She's not Nirvana. It was kind of like, loads of people were there just to, like, be like, oh, I saw the sound of 2014 girl and enjoyed it. A lot of people were there just for that. And when she started playing... People were when like, oh, why am I here?
When she does like Shepherd's Bush or something, everyone will just be like, yeah.
So there's a lot of them about, loads of middle-aged men thinking they're on touch the music scene.
I think this is the best description of a particular crowd you've ever done. It's quite spot on.
Can you imagine it? You know exactly what I mean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and well, it was like a little scene of them as well. It was all
that sort of thing where if the gig happened 2 months ago before the poll was announced, they wouldn't have been there.
Yeah, like Lonely the Brave was sold out at the Joiners, but like in September it was half full supporting CKJ. And
that's
like, oh,
mad.
That's kind of like, it's kind of like
Lonely the Brave. I need to get into them.
Awesome. Yeah. That was my second gig. Chloe Howell, she was really good. She only paid for half an hour. I was a bit glad about that, but it was like £6. So.
People paid money for that, man.
Yeah, I did. I got loads of free stuff though. That's cool. I got a mirror.
Wait,
I got a Chloe Howell mirror. Little handheld mirror.
That's quite a cool piece of merchandise, to be honest.
I should have brought some stickers in.
Chloe Howell stickers?
Yeah, I've got Chloe Howell stickers. I've got Chloe Howell badges. Lads, I've got a Chloe Howell canvas bag.
Oh,
I am going up in the world.
Where did she come from?
I don't know.
She just kind of. She's material.
Really hot as well. She gave me a little cheeky wink.
But where did you come from?
Definitely.
I'm a bit cynical.
Definitely.
she gave you a wink.
She went over to you. She grabbed your face and just winked at you.
No, it was from the stage. She's like, all right.
It was definitely at you.
Definitely. 100%. Okay, so that was gig number two. And gig number three was Skindred last week with support from Soil. I was gutted because Soil really bad until the singer jumped in the crowd for the best song, Halo. But I played Unreal as well. That was cool.
Did the crowd go like mega nuts for Halo?
Yeah, pretty much. But they're like a worse version of Siva, if you can imagine that.
He's not even paying attention.
you can't see us, but we all kind of looked up into the air and daydreamed to wonder what that would be like.
So they played. I've had Skindred with Skindred and just were incredible.
Is there any Skindred on here? There isn't.
Yeah. But
Rat Race, I like Rat Race.
Yeah, they opened on that. And the new stuff's terrible, unfortunately. But it was the 10th time I've seen them, and I was just like, but I was a bit bored because I've seen it.
10th time you've seen them?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not surprised you were bored. Where did you go?
Yeah, but Skindred are like a band, like, whenever you go to a festival, they're going to be there somewhere.
Yeah.
You don't want to miss them because they always put on a hell of a show.
Yeah, they're fantastic. But I did like, but they did all like loads of their old remixes from like 2008.
Remixes?
You remember when they used to take the mick out of Pack at disco? Do you remember that remix?
I don't think
into,
so.
Into Cause a Riot when they did that. And I thought it was really cool because they hadn't done it since 2008.
Were you
an obscure fan. I'm an obscure fan.
Were you inebriated?
Yeah.
You were?
Yeah, I was quite drunk.
So I'm surprised you didn't enjoy
it. I loved it, but it was oversold as well.
Okay.
Like, it was packed, and it was sweaty and metal. Ugh. And I felt like I was really well groomed.
Was like the Mocon? You keep saying sweating.
Yeah. You keep saying that whenever you go to a metal
gig. I'm the most well groomed man in metal, lads.
Ugh.
Says me.
The last person you bestowed that upon was Ian Watkins.
Yeah.
It actually was.
He had a good fashion sense.
We should play some music.
What's next then?
Banshee, Let Live.
Woo.
Oh yeah, love a bit of Let Live.
Of course that's a tune.
And then Bruno Mars.
Check us out online. www.radiosonar.co.uk.
Is everybody's favourite?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Great.
Louis, do you like him?
No.
Louis doesn't like him?
I thought you would.
No, I'm not a Bruno Mars guy. No, it's not.
He's got a hat.
He was on X Factor.
I don't like hats.
What's wrong with hats?
You don't like hats?
Nah, I'm not a hat guy. Apart from the Limp Bizkit hats.
So you are a hat
guy. I swear the dude from Siva wears a hat.
No, he doesn't. He's never worn a hat.
How do you know?
In his videos.
Does he wear a beanie?
Occasionally. Yeah. Occasionally.
So why did you just say he's never worn a hat?
He doesn't really wear a beanie, I don't think. He's got long hair. He shows off his long hair. He does have long hair. He
wears a beanie.
No, he doesn't.
We're going to go through some of the Grammy Awards.
Ooh.
What's like the big one? Best album, I guess.
I guess it's best album.
Album of the year. Nominees were Random Access Memories by Daft Punk, The Blessed Unrest by Sarah Bure.
Who?
No,
acoustic artist. I don't know much about.
Oh, Sarah Bareilles. Yeah, I know.
I like one song.
No, you don't.
No, I do.
No, you don't.
He does because she was on the American Horror Story.
Yeah, you do.
Good Kid, Mad City by Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
The Heist by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, and Red by Taylor Swift, and Random Access Memories by Daft Punk. One.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Kendrick was robbed.
Yeah. Well, Kendrick Lamar's the best album.
No, Taylor Swift was robbed.
Of what?
Definitely.
Are you doing a Kanye here?
Nah. I'd have gone with Macklemore the Heist. No. I'm not big on Daft Punk that much. Well,
it would either be Daft Punk or Kendrick.
Or Kendrick.
It had to be Kendrick.
I agree, but
it's three good albums. Though.
Who even picks these things?
The industry. It's literally the industry.
Yeah, some panel, I think.
It's like one massive pat on the back to everyone else that's doing well.
Yeah. Well, we can't complain that Obama. Much. Daft Punk one.
Yeah, Random Access Memories is a good album. Yeah. It's got a unique concept. It's musically cool.
I thought it was a shrinker.
Shrinker.
It's solid.
I've got a shrinker.
I wouldn't say it's a bad album. Just like it probably when it first came out, 44, 8.5, 9. Now probably say like 7.5, 8. That sort of thing.
I think Louis just did like the worst show ever.
Yeah, let's not do it again.
No, don't. Because I didn't hear that joke. I don't think I want to.
There was something about a shrinker.
Okay, one of them.
Brilliant. Next category.
Record of the Year. Get Lucky by Daft Punk. Radioactive by Imagine Dragons. No. Royals by Lorde. Locked Out of Heaven by Bruno Mars. Oof. And Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke.
Royals.
No, it was Get Lucky, Daft Punk.
Where's Bastille? Yeah,
Where's Bastille? Near
Royals
should got
win.
A few nominations,
Why
though.
Why not Bastille?
Is there,
because they're awful.
Is there the next award's the best single, isn't it?
Yeah. This is best Guess single, this one.
Yeah, Get Lucky deserves
I think best
that
record and best single. I think they're two different things.
Record and song.
We just
song, yeah.
Record and song. There's a record of the year and there's a song.
Yeah, I don't understand the difference.
These records are songs.
Exactly, yeah. No, I don't get that either.
Well, if we get down to song of the year, that's, oh, it's for the songwriters, I think.
Fair play.
But, like, nominated, there was Royals by Lorde, Just Give Me a Reason by Pink, Locked Out of Heaven by Bruno Mars, Raw by Katy Perry, and Same Love by Macklemore, and Lorde won.
Good.
Okay.
Good. It's got some good lyrics.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, out of them, that deserves it. Or Same Love. I'd give it the Same Love.
No, I can see Louis thinking someone in particular got robbed in the Best New Artist category. There was Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, James Blake, Kendrick Lamar, Casey Musgraves, and Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran?
But Macklemore won.
Oh,
Kendrick was robbed. Weird.
Yeah, Kendrick was robbed. Did Kendrick win anything?
No, he won nothing. He lost to Macklemore in all the rap categories.
Oh, really?
What the hell?
Poor Kendrick.
I think
you're angry, Sean.
I am angry.
That is wrong.
Macklemore's terrible.
No, he's not.
Yes,
he is.
He's not. He's really good. I think he's
rap for people who don't like rap.
Yeah, that's me.
You kind of realise that. You're like, oh, yeah, no, that's me. That was, like, perfect. I think Macklemore even apologised to Kendrick in a kind of friendly way.
Yeah, he was trying to be humble.
Yeah.
But he put the text on Facebook. It's like...
Yeah, that's...
Hey, everyone, look how humble I am.
Yeah, I'm such a good guy. Everybody love me.
Shut up, Macklemore.
Yeah, exactly. Go away.
But Good Kid, Mad City.
Oh, such a good album.
It's perfect. It's perfection.
It was the album of the year 2012. I don't know why it's in the...
Yeah, that's a bit weird.
Because it would have been after the last year's Grammys.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, no, you might be right, yeah. But yeah, Kendrick was robbed.
Kendrick was robbed. And Macklemore can just, like, disappear for a while. That'd be great.
That'd be cool. He's got enough Grammys to satiate him.
Did Adele win one, or did I make that up?
I'm not sure.
I wouldn't be surprised, like...
She did. She won Best Song Written for Visual Media for the Skyfall song.
Oh,
that's quite a nice song.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's a classic Bond song.
Skyfall.
I hate Bond films.
I really like that Bond movie. It was better than
yeah,
the
Yeah, I hate
one.
James Bond.
Really?
British apart from maybe the Piers...
Piers Brosnan was a good James Bond.
Apart from his era. That's it.
Is there any reason?
Don't buy it.
No, that's fine. I can understand why a lot of people don't like Bond.
Yeah.
Do you just, like, try and find things that a lot of people love and then just, like, hate them? And vice versa, do you find things everybody hates?
A little bit, yeah.
Do you just take joy in that?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's your taste.
I hate omelets.
Do you?
Everyone likes an omelet, don't they?
You can't hate all omelets.
Yeah, I'm not an omelet guy.
I don't think I've ever had an omelet.
Not a pancake guy.
Should we play some music rather than doing this?
I need to Louis to list food.
Yeah, and I kind of need to know which pancakes do you hate?
All pancakes.
The British or American?
All pancakes.
Oh, okay.
See, everything everyone loves,
that's
I hate.
That's stepping out there. That
Next
is.
Up, we listen to Louis list things that he loves.
Broccoli.
Oh. What?
I love broccoli.
Yeah.
I love broccoli.
You like kale?
It's tasty, innit?
I love kale. I'm so LA. It's ridiculous.
I'm so LA.
What's kale?
It's green drink.
It's magic cabbage.
It's drinkable cabbage. Drinkable grass.
Sounds disgusting.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Interesting. So next up is... Who's this? Justin Timberlake. He won something, did he not?
Let's have a look.
That's why I'm
he
playing.
Better have.
Yeah. He won Best Music Video for Suit and Tie.
That was a cool music
video. I thought Mirrors was
he
better.
He won seven... he got seven nominations and won about three, I think. He was nominated for Best Pop Solo Performance and Best Pop Duo Performance and Best Pop Vocal Album. And won Best R&B Song for Push a Love Girl.
That's cool.
That's a good tune.
Is it?
Yeah. And for Best Rap Song Collaboration on Holy Grail with Jay-Z.
That's cool. That's not a bad collaboration.
That's that's all his winning things.
I'm surprised Mirrors didn't win anything.
Who won Best Children's Album?
Children's Album, let's find out. I think who normally gets nominated for children's albums?
Probably
Throw a Penny in the Wishing Well by Jennifer Gassel.
That's my favourite.
What? Oh, Stephen Colbert got a Grammy.
Who's that?
For what?
Best Spoken Word for like comedy.
Oh, cool.
He's like an American late night chat show person.
That's cool. Who else was nominated for that?
Pete Seeger.
Yeah, Pete Seeger.
Really?
Billy Crystal, David Sedaris and Carol Burnett. The comedy nominations, I don't recognise any of the names apart from Bob Saget.
Say him.
Kathy Griffin, Craig Ferguson. Oh, that's the guy you like.
Yeah, Craig. I like Craig Ferguson.
Ron White, Teague Notaro and Bob Saget.
Bob Saget.
I don't know why I always have to say his name.
Kathy Griffin's
accent.
Annoying.
Let's see if she looks.
No one else knows the reference point, so I'll probably stop talking about
it. I know the name.
Yeah, she's irritating. Irritating. We kind of talks about, you know, her nether regions a lot.
Oh, yeah, she did an interview with ASAP Rocky.
Yes, she did,
that happened a lot.
Yeah, yeah, she does. That's where her entire act is derived from.
I kind of feel we've drastically derailed from just about to play a song.
Yeah,
we should do that. So yeah, Justin Timberlake, and then Prince because, he announced them London dates, and apparently none of us want to go, but he's kind of a big deal.
I want to go.
Oh, you go, yeah?
He wouldn't
pay probably, not for the price that the ticket
is. Yeah,
yeah, that's kind of what we all settled on.
Yeah, I'll try and sneak in, I don't know.
Fair enough. And we'll be...
Have your say. Tweet us, at Radio Sonar.
Has anyone ever tweeted us?
Once or twice.
Andy
a couple
once.
Of times.
A few times, yeah.
Andy, are you listening?
Andy,
wake up.
Go on then, talk about wrestling.
Hey!
if we just look at the webcam now, it's just going to be Ellis looking like completely dejected for the next 5 minutes.
I'm just going to go like over here.
It was a pay-per-view event called the Royal Rumble. It's a big match. It's called the Royal Rumble match. I'm going to tell you all about it, Ellis. And the Royal Rumble match is 30 wrestlers.
I don't care.
Just in case listeners don't know.
I think you'd be interested. And like, it starts with two wrestlers, and a new wrestler comes in every 90 seconds. And you eliminate a wrestler by throwing them over the top rope, and their both feet have to hit the floor. And then they're eliminated. And whoever's the last one in is the winner. And then they go to get a big title match at the next show. Yeah?
I'm sorry, Ellis's face is pointless right now.
And I watched it by myself, drinking Budweiser, doing neck nominations.
Why didn't you come round?
Because it's so long away and I was tired and I was just got in bed.
You got to think, like, we didn't have any chairs to go.
Yeah.
That is true. That is true.
A lot of people, interaction and stuff. I don't know what I do that. So we all watched it and it was... It was all right.
First match was brilliant.
First
match was a classic.
Apart from that, it went steadily downhill.
Oh, we enjoyed the rest of it. We did.
We were.
Yeah, but you're all drunk.
That is true, yeah.
I was sitting watching it on their Facebook, and I was like, oh my God. Leo was like, oh my God, isn't this the most amazing pay-per-view ever? Oh my God.
I didn't say that at all.
He was on Facebook for the
whole pay-per-view. I saw a Facebook.
I said I love the Royal Rumble. That's all I said.
You're like, this is a flawless Rumble match so far.
No, this is a flawless pay-per-view so far.
It was not.
It definitely was. It was hilarious.
It was a lot of fun.
Cena versus Orton was so boring until like the very end.
Yeah, that saved the match.
So Cena it wasn't a flawless pay-per-view.
No, but they made up for it.
There were flaws.
There were loads of flaws.
Each match had at least one.
I really enjoyed the Brock Lesnar thing.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But the Rumble match,
I thought it was fun.
I thought
it
was fun. It was great. Seeing Roman Reigns bossing around everyone was fantastic.
But that's the only thing.
It's annoying that he beat the record.
I think it's perfectly fine. It's been 12 years.
Yeah.
He eliminated 12 people in the match. It's quite big ass.
Yeah. It's a record that's been around since 2001, Ellis.
Since you were into wrestling.
So
since
I think there's nothing wrong with the record being broken, I don't think.
Yeah, Ellis.
There to be broken.
I thought it'd been cool if... it was actually like Seth Rollins who ended up eliminating loads of people. That would have thrown loads of people off.
Yeah,
he was a bit.
That'd been really cool.
He was kind of the Shawn Michaels of that match.
He was a bit.
Kept almost getting eliminated.
Yeah, I liked him. There was not much I really enjoyed about the Rumble. I really wanted to see Daniel Bryan.
Were there lots of really dramatic moments where a guy was like hanging off the
That's
edge?
That's the problem. Yeah. There wasn't,
yes, actually, yeah.
There wasn't enough of it.
Kofi's thing was cool.
Kofi's was cool.
Yeah, there was one point, this big Bulgarian guy got eliminated called Rusev, and then Kofi got thrown out of the ring. Rusev caught him, placed him on the barrier, about to beat him down, then the refs left, and then Kofi jumped from the barrier to the ring.
So, how many feet?
A lot.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah, it was like
it's a big jump. It's like a long jump, like getting 7 in your long jump in high school.
And then was there like an underdog that like looked like he was going to lose, but then he came through and won it?
Nah, that's what we wanted everyone to come in and do.
Yeah, they just they went for the.
If anything, there was just a massive overdog that won it.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if that's a word, but it just sounds.
I was
like...
listening to the Colt Cabana episode where he talks about the word overdog today.
Oh, does he use it?
Only just in this one episode.
Oh, okay.
We're laughing about it. But no, I did it. I did it.
What?
A Batista, and he hasn't been around for about 5 years, and he was awful.
He was really bad. Did you see that spear he tried to do?
He was blowing up after 2 minutes.
Yeah. Did you see the spear he tried to do though?
Yeah, it was terrible.
And then Roman Reigns just spits.
He just had no cardio. Absolutely no cardio.
He didn't even do a Batista bomb.
Oh no. But
why are you saying it like that? If someone's coming back for their first match in 4 years, I expect him to do a.
It's a rumble match. But the spear's kind of a. A second finish, isn't it?
Nah, not
he
really.
He didn't even do the Batista bomb on the Raw last week.
On the game, that's classified as a signature, apparently.
Oh, no. But, he was just terrible. And Daniel Bryan didn't turn up and literally got booed out. The ending was just totally booed.
Even Mysterio. I know that, like, the Yes Yes guy...
Yeah.
He's, like, the main guy at the moment.
Yeah, and he wasn't in the match. And so the guy who everyone thought... when number 30 came up and everyone thought it would be him, and this other guy came out, well, it wasn't him, he got so booed.
Who is a legend?
No, I hate him now.
What, Ray?
Yeah, he should retire.
But he's a legend.
Awful now.
Yeah, but his legacy, he's a legend.
Yeah, but he should keep it. He shouldn't still be wrestling.
Yeah, I agree with that. He hasn't done anything good since I've started watching.
When Ray Mysterio is getting booed, that's when the company...
He was pretty terrible in the match as well.
Well, yeah, he didn't do anything really worthwhile, but that is when you the people behind the scenes have got to realise, like, oh no, we're doing something wrong. That's Rey Mysterio getting booed.
Yeah, like, it was just a really poor ending, and it wasn't a really memorable Rumble match at all. There's nothing about it.
Apart from Roman Reigns.
Yeah, well, that
was
cool.
JBR was fun.
JBR, I thought it was funny the next day. That was it.
So
yeah, that was Rumble.
Is that the wrestling?
I won't watch it again. That's it. Sorry, we're done.
We're done.
We need to get it out of our system.
Okay, let's play a song. Louis, you need to update us on your love life.
No,
don't do
it's
that.
Like, it's like an ongoing thing.
Oh God, things are just happening.
Things are happening.
Yeah, I think I'm going on a date on either Wednesday or Friday.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
I don't know.
What are you going to wear?
Elvis Jesus, because that's expensive. It looks good.
Right. Did you buy that one that you looked at in here?
No, I never did that one. Yeah. Might do though.
And you're going to wash your shoes?
Yeah, I'm going to get some makeup remover.
Why that?
Because that'll work.
Just like scrub them with a brush.
I ain't got a brush.
A sponge.
I ain't got a sponge.
You haven't got a sponge.
What do you do for food? It's like plates.
Sorry, what are we talking about? I only just tuned into the sponge.
How Louis going to clean his shoes for his big day?
Washing machine.
No, but if they got dry in case it's like might be tomorrow.
Oh, that's
and
it.
Then my only pair of shoes.
Five more shoes.
I've got really smart shoes, but I think they're too smart.
You don't take smart shoes.
I've got six shoes as well for clubbing and stuff. Like, you know.
Are you going to buy some like flowers or something?
Did you just call them six shoes?
I've got my six shoes.
Oh. Do you mean shoes that you can throw up on?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant six shoes.
That's a weird one.
My six shoes.
I've never heard that, but I think that's quite a good term.
Yeah, six I guess shoes. It is.
Have you been to Jester's?
No, not yet. Oof. But should I wear my six shoes?
Yeah, definitely.
But the flap's kind of coming undone on them.
Why don't you wear your smart shoes?
Should I wear my smart shoes?
Yeah.
But it might not go well with my skinny jeans. They're like wedding shoes.
Nah, wear your smart shoes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you're not going to buy any flowers, chocolates, anything.
No, it's going to take her to a meal.
It's a good place to go. But, like, you've got to be romantic about it.
It's going to take her to the ice bar.
You're going to hold her hand?
Oh, I can't tell too much.
You're going to open the door?
Shut up. I'm all embarrassed. You're just a gentleman.
Okay, no, we should talk about... Why has it changed to manual mode? What does that mean? We should talk about festivals, because there's been lots of announcements.
Wait, which one should we go first?
Festival, I think.
Should we do Festival? That got announced at midnight.
Yeah.
They announced Outkast to headline, which I was well surprised about because I just thought they'd do Glastonbury and that'd be it.
I want to go now.
Yeah, kind of. It's really far away from Norfolk, so I'm not too fussed.
Where is it?
Isle of Wight. So even okay. that in itself is difficult. Yeah. Right?
I've never been to festival, but I'd be up for that.
And the theme is like a safari or something.
It was
what was it?
There's like a phrase that I'm not going to remember.
Oh, I'll go find it.
I don't think it was very safari-ish.
It was safari-ish.
Well, I got some khaki clothes. I can do all that.
It was. Oh, Desert Island Disco. That's it. Oh. So I was close.
That's quite a good.
Does that mean
like
a lot
that.
Of people in Hawaiian shirts?
I guess so. I don't know.
Yeah. I like that. Play. Like that's that.
Quite
that
like
that's
like
such a Leo noise.
Yeah.
Like,
if I'm weighing them up, like Outcast and Desert, a lot of people in Hawaiian shirts. I don't know. Maybe
sleep.
Maybe just not go.
Yeah. No, yeah.
It's Outcast, but you know, there's going to be
some at Wireless.
Yeah. I don't know. But I think that'll be a fantastic festival. Wireless Festival headlining is Kanye West, Drake, and Bruno Mars.
It's decent.
With Pharrell under Kanye, Rudimental under Drake, and Outkast under Bruno Mars. My brother is going to love it.
It really annoys me that Drake is up there with Kanye.
Sorry,
really?
He is that big, though. He is big enough.
Salt and Pepper are playing.
Who is Salt and Pepper?
Push It.
Yeah, well, you don't know who Salt and Pepper
You must know the song Push It.
I'm not sure.
How's it go?
Oh, that song, yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
They're not that big, are they?
I want the well,
legends.
They're quite small. Oh, they'd be good though.
Yeah. But like, okay, wait. Did you just say Outkast under Bruno Mars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's that type of festival.
That's
it. Finsbury Park. Outkast have the best kebab shop.
Great. Outkast under Bruno Mars.
That is ridiculous. Yeah.
That is ridiculous. Bruno Mars is huge now though. Outkast hasn't done anything in like.
Oh, that's annoying.
This Saturday sounds quite good from the bottom up, and it gets worse. You got ASAP Ferg, Earl Sweatshirt, Chance the Rapper, Pretty Lies, Azealia Banks, Wiz Khalifa, Rudimental, Drake. The bottom half of that's quite a good day.
It gets gradually worse.
If you could put the bottom, I would put the bottom of the Saturday and swap it with the bottom of the Friday.
That would be a perfect day,
But keep Iggy Azealia because I like it.
Basement Jacks are quite low down, actually. I thought they were still quite a
I missed them level. Totally.
I'd watch the Basement Jacks.
Pharrell Williams would be brilliant. Mm-hmm. I bet he's well goodbye, Pharrell.
Yeah. So much swag.
Yeah, I won't go, because the same weekend as Sonosphere.
Yeah, you're going to miss Ellie Goulding.
Oh, I saw it earlier, didn't I?
Do you reckon Pharrell would play any RD songs?
Yeah.
Wicked.
I'm pretty sure he does that one song whenever he plays anyway, the bathroom song.
I love that band.
Cool. But yeah, same weekend as Sonosphere, so I can't see any of us choosing Wireless over Sonosphere. I'm sure you would, though, Ellis.
Probably, to be honest.
Probably.
The first half of whatever Aiden just read out.
Yeah, it's a really good lineup. It came out of nowhere. I didn't realise they were announcing today. And tonight there's something else being announced. A Primavera's being announced tonight.
Cool.
We got an email about it on a film or something.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, they've got a film. They're advertising a film called Lineup. On the website, you click, they're going to show me the lineup. And you click on Lineup and it's just some film.
Yeah. So Primavera.
Confusing.
Did Download do an announcement?
Oh, Download announced Crazy Town.
Oh, I did not like that announcement. Oh, apart from Anathema, that's the only.
What about Quick? I thought you'd like Quicksand.
A bit, yeah. But yeah. Not massively.
Well, they announced Seether, so I was super happy with that because they're the best band in the world ever.
This is like
full
the
time.
Seether episode.
Yeah, I love Seether. Love them. So I'm going to see Seether.
I've heard this. Getting deja vu.
They also announced American Head Charge, which would be quite cool.
We've got a whole list here, actually.
Yeah, they announced Black Label Society. No, that was before they announced Black Label Society. Killswitch Engage.
Yeah.
European exclusive. I think Lamb of God are doing it as well. I have a feeling Lamb of God are playing. And if Quicksand are playing, it might mean Deftones are playing because they share half the members.
That, yeah.
Makes kind of sense. Oh. Yeah.
Is Chino in Quicksand?
No. He's in Crosses, so Crosses might turn.
Crosses might, I'd like.
Hot and Hand, our boys.
Your boy.
My boy, Charlie Holmes. Skindred, whoop, whoop, whoop. The Used, who now, their new song, I wouldn't have been fussed, but then I saw their new single this morning, and it's fantastic.
Plus, they've got some classics.
You've completely skipped over one of the best new deathcore bands, Upon the Burning Body.
Oh, yeah, they're playing, yeah.
Really?
On the third stage, yeah. I thought you'd like that one. You missed that one.
That is a good one.
I think it's a pretty solid announcement. Joe Bonamassa, I was surprised, playing.
That's a weird one.
Yeah, he's playing. Under Status Quo.
I saw someone complaining last night that he was clashing with Fallout Boy.
Yeah.
The fans cross over.
Yeah.
He's the most crazy good guitarist.
Yeah. What band was he in?
I don't know.
He's just famous for being John Bonamassa. Yeah, I can't see why.
He's always just been a
star. And also, the Pretty Reckless got announced, and she's always nice to look at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I saw some video of her like escaping some paparazzi.
Oh really?
And she was doing all this like jumping off walls and like
really?
That was a viral advert.
Parkour.
So that wasn't Spider-Man.
That was actually her doing it.
What?
She's the Grinch, isn't it?
That was cool.
Yeah.
She's well. Right,
yeah. Also, oh yeah, so Crazy Town are playing. How weird's that?
Nah, not really.
You're happy of it.
I'm a little happy of it,
Hayden.
If it's late in the day and you're drunk, you got to remember.
It's on the second stage, apparently.
I'd happily go see them just for Butterfly, yeah.
I'd pop my head over.
I'd go just for the novelty.
Anathema.
It's kind of like when you go see Limp Bizkit, but they're not good.
You're a big fan of them. Playing before Opeth.
I'm not surprised. I'm a big Anathema fan.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Anathema.
Is this just leading you any closer to going to download?
A little bit. Not much.
The thing is, I'm looking at both the lineups. I'm kind of underwhelmed by both of them, but I'm now going to go to one. It's just when
I'm considering going to Bestival now.
Well, I'm going to be buying my ticket around like end of April, May time, so they'll be fleshed out by then a bit more, so I'll be having more idea of where I'm going.
Yeah, I think the next download announcement will have all the stage splits as well. Although I can kind of do it already, I already know most of it.
Yeah.
And it'll be easy to look at and be like, ah, that looks cool. Sonosphere, I don't know what Sonosphere are going to do.
Well, they haven't announced any second stage headliners
yet. It's going to be the classic Sonosphere announcement. They'll have all the same bands as they've had before.
Yeah, Placebo, probably.
Yeah.
Nine Inch Nails.
Who's the headliners at the moment, Sonosphere?
Prodigy.
Metallica and Iron Maiden.
I might go for Prodigy Day because Limp Bizkit are underneath.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool.
Never seen Prodigy. That'd
be fun.
So yeah, that's it.
That's festivals.
I think that's festivals this week, yeah.
We're going to play Vampire Weekend because they won Best Alternative Album
at the Grammy Awards, yeah, for some reason.
It just seems to get so much praise and I don't understand.
It's all right, it's good songwriting.
Looking at the other ones that were nominated, there was The Worst Things Get, The Harder I Fight, The Harder I Fight, The More I Love You, that's the whole name, by Nico Case. Trouble Will Find Me by The National. Lonerism by Tame Impala and Hesitation Marks by Nine Inch Nails.
Well, Hesitation Marks is brilliant.
I don't think it was like worthy of any awards though.
Nah, it's good, but the National album's quite good in that as well. Out of them,
Louis, why you got that on your phone?
Snapchat.
What are you doing?
Snapchat is that just epitomises how low the cultural gutter is. If that's what Snapchat's being used for.
Chelsea Ferguson.
The cultural gutter.
What is it?
Anyone know Chelsea Ferguson? You should follow her on Twitter.
It's not safe for work.
Plugging
Leo.
Chelsea Ferguson. We're gonna play some music.
Yeah, let's play some real stuff.
Hello.
That was Rihanna being all like moody and deep and stuff.
She's good at that.
Yeah, she is.
I don't like her.
Very interesting.
Don't like Rihanna.
Nah, never been a fan. No, she don't appeal to me.
But she has
fancier.
She has bigger choruses than Seether.
She doesn't.
She does.
Doesn't.
Well, she does.
She's it's massive. Like every time I play GTA and Rihanna's on the radio, I always go to that and just go through the desert.
Yeah. I still need to get that game.
Oh mate, definitely. Need it.
Yeah.
Mate, I'm so close to finishing it.
Are you gonna take it online when you're done?
Nope.
No? Oh, do you not have live?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
What's the point?
To play online.
That's the point.
While playing point. Online.
No.
Play the game.
It adds a new dimension to the game that makes it actually worth your money.
I didn't spend any money on that.
Oh, fair enough then. I can see where you're coming from.
I'm not an online person.
Nah. It's a lot of money.
Gigs this week, anyone?
I haven't got any gigs.
I don't think I am.
No. I don't think I've got any.
I might be seeing Desolated on Monday supporting Master Shorty in London.
And I don't know anything about either of them, but isn't that the wrong way around?
No.
No?
Master Shorty used to be quite popular. Because Dance Like a White Boy is a massive tune.
That's oh yeah, you played that, didn't you?
Dance Like a White Boy. They went on tour like King Blues and stuff.
Terrible.
I think he toured with N-Dubs once.
Oh.
So
here we go. Everyone
looks at Leo. So I'm really excited to see him because I had a ticket to see him once. He sold 6 tickets and cancelled the entire tour.
And Desolated are really heavy.
Desolated like the most mental band.
Insanely heavy, like so heavy.
Why are they on the same bill?
I don't know, but I'm excited. It's free as well.
What you got there?
Yeah. So, oh yeah.
It's a new story that just came up, McFly Busted.
Backstreet Boys and Diversity and Scouting for Girls.
At the same gig. That's, if I was into pop, that's a massive
deal. Yeah, they're doing two field shows.
Mm.
That'd be cool. I think that's all that's all the gigs I've got this week. I don't think I've got anything else. Anyone else got a gig coming up?
I don't think so.
I was thinking about maybe going to Ava's on Thursday or whoever's there this week.
Oh, cool.
I was thinking about
that. Oh, I was thinking maybe we go Unit on Saturday.
Yeah, alright.
Anyone's up for that? Or Propaganda
you mean Myth
on Friday? Yeah,
I'd like to actually. No, can we do that? I'd like to go there.
Friday, Propaganda. Really, anyone up for that?
I'll wear my shirt
if I'm not on this date. We'll do that.
My one shirt.
I'm glad you decided to wear a shirt there.
Yeah. I've got two now.
I've got one. I've got a wedding shirt, and that's it.
Well, I didn't think plaid counted.
Wait, are you saying we got to dress well for this place?
No.
It's a club.
Leo doesn't understand clubs.
Do we actually have to like
no.
do the whole...
No!
So I can go there and train us,
well,
right?
Yeah,
you look like, no, you just look really confused, like, wait, no, club, like, do I have to, like, dress good or, like...
No, because you were saying, like, about the shoes and everything, so I thought there was a dress code for it. Because a lot of clubs are snobby, say that, oh, mate, you're
not in
Southampton.
Not in Southampton.
I go into clubs with these.
Yeah, I go to clubs with these.
Literally, in Southampton, no one cares.
Legit. We're going there Friday. Myth done.
Maybe.
I put Dan the Sack versus Scroobius Pip tickets today.
When
to see him
that?
In Bournemouth in April.
April.
Yeah, so I'd get a ticket now before it sells out because it's quite a small venue.
Yeah, good idea.
Because this tour now sold out the Portsmouth show, so I thought, oh, I'll get a Bournemouth ticket.
He's a cool guy. I like him.
Because I went on sale today. Yeah, it's awesome. The album's all right. It's a massive grower, the new album.
I think it takes a lot of guts and talent to just like stand and just
talk. Yeah,
it's really
totally.
Impressive.
They don't like him. I tried playing it to them, and they're just like, "Nah, this is rubbish."
Well, no, I reckon if I got into it, I'd get into it.
Yeah.
When you're, I haven't seen like that much, but whenever I saw the King Blues and he did like a couple of spoken word bits, like when the whole crowd's into it, it's some serious stuff.
The thing is though, like I don't like his like the actual way he speaks. I like what he's saying, but I don't like his inflections. I don't know what it is.
You don't like the Essex accent.
That's what you're saying.
I don't know. No, it's not the accent. It's not necessarily the accent.
Is it like the tone of his voice.
He's got a stutter.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm not 100% sure about him.
Oh, I love him.
I saw some video I made about it. You said he's got a stutter.
Yeah, he's seen. I think I know what video you're about to talk about. Yeah,
that's cool.
That's cool, isn't it?
That's really
it's a bit like the Educating Yorkshire thing. Have you seen the Educating Yorkshire thing?
I haven't.
Where he has to listen to music and then he reads and like stutter. It's clever, isn't it?
Because he was like, apparently people with stutters, when they're writing it down, if they speak out loud whilst they're writing it, they don't stutter.
Mm.
And he said that it's the same thing with typing. If you just type and then read, like, you just won't stutter. But then as soon as you stop typing, like, you can't talk.
Yeah. It's weird, isn't it? It's how the human brain
works. But when you see him live, he barely stutters.
Yeah.
Very rarely stutters.
Stutter's such a weird thing.
Yeah.
Gareth Gates. Remember?
Gareth Gates, Matt Morgan, Bubba Ray Dudley.
Who's Matt Morgan?
Went straight into wrestling. Just assume it's going to be wrestling.
No, I don't want to ask anymore.
Sorry. But yeah, I'm seeing him. I'm really excited.
So no other plans for anyone this week?
That's
really?
It.
Not really, no.
I think we've got a talk tomorrow.
I'm just not going to do anything because I just submitted that work.
Yeah, I've got sleep, work on the Audio Addict, the old magazine. Yeah. Got a Band of Skulls interview coming up, I think.
Yeah, I think
that'd be all right. Won't it?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I'm going to play, what's this? Oh, Ninja.
Skindred. Ninja.
And then I put Super really Soaker in. I actually think this is a really good Kingsley Leon song.
It's one of their better ones, newer ones.
Yeah, best thing
they've
done for a while.
Yeah, definitely. I'd agree.
Jill, this whole album or this song, do you reckon?
This song.
I didn't listen to the album, but the song's good.
Yeah, this is a cool song.
And didn't win a single Grammy.
They've gone downhill in a big way, haven't they? But it's a cool song. And we'll be back.
Hello.
Big song.
Cool.
Sure. I feel like we need to mention the hat now.
Yeah,
Pharrell's hat. Pharrell wore a big hat.
It's a nice hat.
That's the story.
Yeah,
that's
it. What is up with the obsession with people's hats?
I'd wear his hat.
It's ridiculous.
Everyone loves hats.
It is a big hat.
It's a very big hat.
Do you have any big hats?
I used to have, when 2006 World Cup was on, I had one of those massive England top hats.
You were that guy.
Yeah, I was that guy when I was in the middle of one massive Greb phase.
For my 17th birthday, my mates made me wear this goofy hat, and the ears dropped really far down, and made me walk, and the nose came right out, and they made me walk all around town in it.
Lad pack.
It wasn't lad pack.
Triple lad.
How many strong is your pack?
Lad pack's about 11 or 12 people strong, I think. Maybe 10, 11, 12, yeah.
I've got a group that are like the exact same numbers. We should have a big fight.
Should we have a big fight?
Big Royal Streets. Rumble.
What's yours called?
Brotherhood.
The Brotherhood versus the Lad Pack.
Lad Pack would win.
Get the HRU involved.
Lad Pack would win. We've won a few fights. We've won a few turf wars already.
You would get ruined.
We wouldn't. You would get ruined.
Some of my friends are from Croydon.
One of my friends is an MMA fighter.
Yeah, you got to think that these mates are going to be wrestlers.
None of our pack are wrestlers.
Oh, then you got a chance now.
They all go to the gym.
A lot of my friends go to the gym.
We fight.
We fight.
We fight. MMA fighter. We've got a wrestler.
Leah, what's your equivalent of Lad Pack, brother?
A group of friends.
That's boring.
A group of civilised people.
You go home and play chess.
We go to the pub and we have a pint and then we go home and we do work.
I don't get it, do they, Ellis? No. I don't get it.
It's not what life's about.
Aidan?
I have an online crew on GTA.
God. What do they call themselves?
MCFC.
Lad Pack are coming down here, I think, soon.
Now say that. I've got.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
The Lad Pack are down.
I think February 28th, I think it is. So watch out.
Lock your doors.
Like the chamber? Hide your children and your wives.
Hide your children. Here we go. Revealing things.
Yeah.
So. Hide your kids, hide your wife.
I'm seeing them next week.
Oh, God, that. I completely forgot about that.
That's
man.
What it just reminded me of.
I wonder what he's doing these days.
Who?
Antoine Dodson.
Who's he?
Hide your kids, hide your wife. Yeah, do you remember that?
Hide your kids, hide your wife.
Oh, yeah. I know who he is. But yeah, oh, I miss that. What's Brotherhood like? What Brotherhood doing this weekend?
Well, most of them are at uni.
All Lad Pack have been doing the old neck nomination.
Yeah, we haven't really done that.
I'm the only one out of Lad Pack who goes to uni.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Most of my friends are at uni. A couple of them did the nomination.
They're all like plumbers and stuff, work at like Sainsbury's.
Proper blokes,
yeah. I'm the smart one.
Really?
I'm the smart one out of Lad Pack.
Oh, they're not going to like that.
No, that's true.
Do you think there's any chance that any of them are listening?
No.
Okay.
I hope they are, but they're not.
We're on the music journalism course at Solent. You can't exactly put yourself a level above everywhere.
Well, I am.
You are. Superiority.
Yeah.
Who are you going to like introduce your future wife? Oh!
Swear jar.
Nibble.
Oh. I'm so terribly sorry, Mum.
I think we pushed a little pressure point there.
I'm so terribly sorry. What were you going to say? I don't even know what I was going to say.
It's fine. I don't have to if you're going to swear about it. I mean, it's be a radio. Jeez.
Louis, which one of the Lad Pack is going to be your best man?
Ooh, that's a solid question. My best man wouldn't be in Lad Pack.
Would he not?
He's going to have a battle royale to determine it.
We'll do neck nominations to determine it. Bobby would be my brother if I had a best man. Who'd be your best man?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure.
Ellis? Or my best mate, Alex. He'd be a good one.
Possibly.
Mine's Aidan. Aidan's my best man.
Oh, thank you. He's touching my leg now.
I hear the speech. Can I have a preview of the speech?
Lad.
Ah, beautiful speech.
Beautiful, tear to my eye.
Lad done good.
Lad done good. Punching above weight.
Has anyone watched Sherlock yet?
No.
I need to get into it, really.
Second episode of this new series, he does a best man speech, and it's the coolest thing.
Did you watch Silent Witness?
No.
It was a really good one this week.
But, yeah, since the main guys left, I just can't be bothered.
Big Brother, anyone?
How's your TV been this week?
Big Brother. Oh, my God, it was hilarious. Lee Ryan's out. Oh, it's so funny.
Does everyone hate him now?
Yeah, he's such a
fool.
Pup, yeah.
I think your dad might be on Newswipe this week.
My uncle, sorry.
Because there's only normally five episodes, and the last one's normally an awful compilation of the other four.
Yeah they
so
do
he's
that.
Probably going to be on the TV this
week.
Oh,
that's good to know. What day is on?
Thursday.
My uncle gets interviewed by Philip Herr.
Philomena Kunk.
Do you watch Newswipe, Ellis?
I've seen the year one.
Weekly Wipe.
You should go onto iPlayer and watch these latest ones. He does it every week based on news of the last week.
He's
really good.
Such an unhappy man.
With Charlie Brooker. Yeah.
You know Rufus Hound? Did anyone see Rufus Hound on Jonathan Ross?
Was
he shaved off his moustache and he's all clean shaven. He looks completely different.
Oh, that's his identity,
yeah,
though, the
moustache. He looks completely different. It's because he's doing his fitter stuff with the guy from My Family.
Is that what he was plugging?
Which guy from My Family?
Your dad.
I know his name.
Robert Lindsay.
Yeah.
Him. And he looks completely different without his moustache.
Jesus.
Really weird.
Did you watch Black Mirror?
Yeah. Did I? Yeah. Awesome.
That was so messed up.
What's your favourite episode of Black Mirror out of all six? Because I liked the one...
The X Factory one is my favourite one.
Yeah, 6 Million Credits.
I haven't seen that one.
Amazing.
Is that from the first series?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the first series.
That is the best one, right?
I still think the one with the Prime Minister and the pig is the best one.
Cause that's a good one.
That is messed up.
That's out of all six episodes, that's the most of the ones you could look at and say, that could happen now, right now.
Yeah.
And that was the most... I was the most captivated and horrified by that one. That was just ridiculous. That was a good series, though. What a clever man.
Yeah, I liked the one where the robot husband...
Robot husband? Yeah.
That was good as well.
That was really good.
I'm probably going to rewatch them. They were really good.
Yeah. They're like little awesome films.
Yeah. Yeah. It reminds me of, have you seen the Twilight Zone?
No, yeah. Yeah.
Exactly, oh, of course. Exactly.
I've got a box set.
It's like a modernised version.
Yeah. I've never made that comparison before. That's fantastic. It really is like that. Just like the Twilight Zone for technology.
Yeah.
Fuck. Cool.
Oh.
Oh my god.
Oh, it's all
at least it wasn't just me.
Oh, this is. Oh, no.
Sorry, that came out of nowhere.
I think that's our record.
I'm going to play a song.
That's our record.
I'll put a I still haven't sworn.
Yeah, blue in.
Oh, well done.
Any of the shows?
What?
I still haven't sworn once, I don't think.
No, I haven't either. Boy. I haven't.
There we go.
Have you, Leo? Have you been
I have a couple of times. Yeah, I actually did earlier, but no one heard me.
Oh, so it's three of us then. There you go,
Blue Roman Reigns.
The only one swearing.
Well, this is the last show we're doing.
yeah.
I'm going to play this song as like my choice. It's like old school Arctic Monkeys. Old school.
Is it from Roots to the Rubble?
It is.
Really?
How do you know that?
Just a guess.
It was just on here and I thought, well, yeah, I'm going to play that. And then another song which is totally irrelevant but I like it is End Credits by Chasing Status with
great Andy. Song.
And Louis showing me something which isn't very funny.
That's not these That's well two funny. You didn't.
I got over 200,000 on Doodle Jump.
There's no way.
I'm just saying that I did.
You got over 200,000 on Doodle Jump. No way. I've been playing it for years and I've only just got over 100,000.
You're rubbish.
You ever played Temple Run?
Yeah, I did.
I'm a don at Temple Run.
I'm probably better.
Like 14 million.
Probably got like 20. No,
no, you haven't.
I can't remember about that one, but I'm telling you on Doodle Jump, I did.
No, you didn't.
This
don't believe
this
it.
This is weird.
Yeah,
these,
no, we're going to go.
These kids and their video games.
We're going to go. We'll be back next week.
Yeah, bye.
Lou's is grumpy now. Over 200,000. I'm telling you.
No, you didn't.
We'll leave you with a cheery thought. Love will tear us apart. Bye.
Bye.